beginning of the fifth parak. Lamed Beis. Ein Oimdim L'Spalal Ela Mitoich Kovid Roish. One should only daven from a sense of seriousness. Hachna. Rashi says a little bit more than that, but even a sense of humility. Lowness, a sense of lowness. Famous statement by Chazal, often quoted. Chassidim Rishonim Hayushayin Sha'achas Mespalim. The early Chassidim would wait an hour, and then they would daven. Kadeshi Chavnu Libam Lavim Shabbishmaim, in order to have the proper kavana to their fathers in heaven. Afil Hamelach Shol B'Shlomo, and finally, even if a king asks for your well-being, how you doing? Good morning. Shalom Aleichem. Lo yishivenu. If you're davening, do not answer him. I feel nachash korach ala kevoy lo yafsek. And if a snake is crawling around your heel, do not interrupt. And more we'll explain later that this is not a poisonous snake. It's not going to threaten your life. But clearly it's still, unpleasant, but you should not stop what you're doing. You should stay focused on davening. Okay, let's do the Rashi here. Just one more Rashi. Shoyin sho achas v'mokum shabol l'spal. In the place, when they come to daven, they would meditate. And, different opinions, it seems like this is actually an hour. It's only the expression sho achas very often doesn't mean, it could be a moment, could be some period of time, doesn't mean necessarily an hour, but the Rishonim seem to say here it does mean an hour. The idea of before Shemoneh Esrei, so Lamais of you, they explained if you add up the calculations with the Pesukah de Zimra and everything that we do, we're close. If you count all that time, I don't know how the 13-minute minyan might not work out so well, but if you dive in, say Korbanis, Pesukah de Zimra, Birchas Kriya Shema, not quite an hour, but you're getting there.
Feel accounts towards that hour before you get to
Shemoneh Esrei? That's what the Mefarshim say, that the preambles to Shemoneh Esrei count, to fulfill this concept, this dictum of preparing an hour before davening. Why? Okay, but I'm saying if you're not davening eights, you still have the same concept. I mean, maybe they did daven eights, but
I'm mentioning the pious ones specifically because they're also the ones that are getting up early, to daven eights and all sort of together.
Right.
It's an hour before Shemoneh Esrei, not an hour before starting.
Right. Correct. Correct.
Okay. 22 minutes to get from
Brooklyn. Yeah. That. Well, I guess maybe
you got 40 minutes to,
took them a little longer.
You got 40 minutes for yoga, basically.
Okay.
You got 22
minutes for...
And in Habanim, it's an hour.
What to get from?
So you get from when they start to Shemoneh Esrei. It's probably
From brothers to Shemoneh Esrei,
yeah.
Okay. There you have it. Okay. Well, they make nates to get up early. Okay, let's do the Gemara. The Menonimili.
I guess you could make mates because you got 72 minutes. You start brought those 72 minutes, before mates. So yeah, it works.
Mm-hmm.
See, it all fits together.
Minan Amili, how do we know this? Amar Roz the Dama Kra Vimar Snafshay. She was bitter of soul, referring to Chana. So that's a riot. Mimai Dama Chana Shani. Maybe Chana is different because she had a very bitter situation. So if the Navi says she was an embittered person and she was, she came, broken hearted, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't mean that we have to. She had a more unique situation. This is the pasuk. I would, in your abundant kindness, come to your house. I prostrate myself in your holy sanctuary. In fear of you. Okay, so that's the key word. Take a look at Rashi. So this pasuk indicates, and when David HaMelech spoke about the way he would come to davening, he would come from a sense of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, Mimaya, how do you know that's necessarily a right for everybody else? Dilma, David Shani, David Mitzar Nafshi Barach Meituva. David would push himself to extreme levels and measures to to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous compassion. So it doesn't mean that it's necessarily the way it is for everybody else. Because David is describing his coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't talk about ours. So maybe again, we have a little bit of a different approach. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, this is the pasuk. Hishtachavu l'Hashem b'hadras kodesh. Okay, bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hadras kodesh. So in the splendor of holiness, al tikra b'hadras el b'chadras. You should change the word from hadar to charad, which is trembling and fear. Okay, so al tikra b'hadras el b'chardas charada. Okay, so Mimai, how do I know that's what the pasuk is referring to? How do you know to change the meaning from hadras to chadras? Mimai, dil maliol me'emelucha hadras mamish. Maybe it means it should be Yutaka should come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense of royalty and splendor. Kyodra of Yehuda, having mitzai nafshe v'adamatzer, Rabbi Yehuda would put on his best garments and then he would pray. So we see it as a concept of praying in a very distinguished fashion. So maybe keep the pshat hadras, and you still have no raya to this whole concept of the kovid reish, the seriousness, which seems to be the direction of the Mishnah. Okay, he says, Rashi mitzayin nafshei mekashet atzma begodav. He put on his fancy suits, Hugo Boss, the Borsellino would go on, and then he would daven. Okay, he says, Elam Rav Nachma Yitzchak, rather let's try another approach. Okay, Rav Nachma Yitzchak says, Behacha, Ivduz Hashem Be'ira V'gil Barad, the famous Pasuk in Tillim, Surah Kosh Baruch Hu from awe, and rejoice in trembling. So my V'gil Barad, what does it mean rejoice in trembling? Amar Vada Bar Masa, Amar Rabba, V'mokam Gila, Shom Teirad, there where you are doing a Dvar Mitzvah, and you're happy about the Dvar Mitzvah, because after all, Ivduz Hashem Be'simcha on one hand, and you need the Simcha Shom Mitzvah, but at the same time, there should be Ra'adah, there should be trembling at the same time. So here we're performing a Mitzvah called Tefillah. With that Tefillah should be Ra'adah. Abaye have a Yosef Kamei de Rabba, Chazit have a Kabadach Tuvi. He saw that he was like really smiling a lot. A little overly joyous. So Rabbi saw that in Abaye. So Amar V'gil brother, you remind him, hey, let's not forget, let's not overdo it. It says V'gil brother, rejoice in trembling. Don't just rejoice; it's got to be with the trembling. A kusuv, exiv. That's what it says. Let's not overdo it. Amar I'm not tefillin menachna. Don't worry, I'm not overdoing it because I got my tefillin on. I have the right perspective. My tefillin are going to remind me and keep me in line. Rabbi Yirmiyahu have Yosef Kamed Reb Zera, Chazid David Kabodach Tuva. He saw that he was also a little overly, happy. Amalei b'chol otzev yia meiser. Okay, in all sadness there is great benefit. So you see that too much levity is no good. You see that the person needs to be a little tempered with sadness. So Amalei, same answer. Different apostle that was quoted, but the same answer. Amalei, I'm not tefillin menachna. Don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. All is good. Let's finish the Rashi's on this page. Not too much. It's the difference between ruach and simcha. It's a little bit different. Let's see.
But his issue here is simcha.
Right, he saw it was bedachni. He was a little smiling too much, a little overly. Anyway, he says, "If there's Hashem beyira," right? So tefillah shayilanu b'mokom avoda asoso beyira. Tefillah, which is in the place of avoda, should be done with yira, with a sense of awe. So that's the pasuk, and that seems to be the pasuk that we accept. B'cholotzev yemaiser shadam mara es atzmo otzev yeloschar. If you show yourself a little sad. Okay, you get rewarded for that. That's going to be a good thing. It's very, it's tough to balance because they say the people, Gedolim, said that Rabbi Chanan was a tremendous tzaddik, but there was a big difference Chavetz Chaim would constantly smile, and they say Rabbi Chanan wouldn't smile as much, and that was a big distinction between the two of them. So, you know, again, how you actually live this out, I guess you have to use good judgment. And that's like the key point. It was probably overdone on what the Rabbi expected Abaye to be. It was a little bit overdone. Venira lifrakol, parakol, and it appeared that he was sort of shirking the responsibility. Yes, you know, see, at the wedding, when the guys dance a little too lebedik, a little extra schnapps, you know, in the system, you know, calm down. Let's keep it in line. So it's all subtlety of what's defined as going too far. Yeah, tefillah menachna veim edur she memsheles kaini umisharsoi olai. So they give testimony that the my creator's dominion and my commitment to serve him is upon me. I haven't forgot. I know where I am. I know who I am, and I'm not going to lose it. Everything is good. Okay, last line.
Basically a reminder to keep things moderated. Is that effectively what Rashi is saying?
Yeah, that's one of the things that it does, and in addition to obviously being, you know, incredible mitzvah, yes, that's definitely what it does. Ma brei de Ravina avad hilula lebrei. So Ma brei de Ravina made a wedding for his son. Chazan Rabbanon David kabat chituva. So he saw that the Rabbanon were having a little too good of a time, little overdoing it. So what did he do? I see Kisa the Mikra Bas Arba Mea Zuzeh. He brought a fancy cup of 400 zuzim to Tava Kamayu, and he broke it in front of them. Guess he was a wealthy person. The Atzivu. When they saw the breaking of such a beautiful cup, they got all sad and they got back to their perspective. Okay, Ravashi Avad Hilul Bray. Okay, Ravashi similarly made a wedding for his son. Chazan Rabban David Kabat Chituv. Again, a little too much over joyousness. And Icy Kisa de Zugisa Chivarte brought a white, beautiful glass, glass, whatever. The Tavar Kamayan, he broke it in front of them. And then they get back into their more serious mode. Thanks, I needed that.
Why would they get them there? It was theirs.
What do you mean? No, I guess it was theirs. I mean, they wouldn't take somebody else's, you know.
No, he brought his, whatever, the days, but it wasn't theirs, it was his.
Okay, but yeah, when you see something very beautiful get broken, it affects you. In fact, if you take a look at the top Tosfos, Mikan Nogu L'Shabbos Chuchas B'Nesuin. This is the basis to break. So L'maisa is a little bit different. In other words, we always think that it's Zechel Chorban, which I'm not saying it's not, but this is adding another dimension that's really not so much only for Zechel Chorban, but it's also the fact that we shouldn't lose ourselves. We should keep a sense of perspective at these weddings, which might be an argument against the open bar, but okay, that's a whole other issue. Okay. Okay, that sounds good.
I don't know if these rabbis thought about it that deeply, but
well, listen. If the art school did, then they did too, right?
That would be a buzz.
Okay. Okay. So Amr Rabban on the Rav Nuna Zute. So
is there a separate source that breaking the cup is Zechel Chorban, or is that just?
I think they argue with. I think they discuss it here. I mean, there might be others. I think there are other sources as well, but this seems to be a main source, and I think they make the point. Tosa says Mikan. Tosa says from here. From here is a minig to break a glass.
But it's to temper the simcha, not necessarily Zechel Chorban.
Right. So I think that's where other Rishonim come in and say, Tosis, no.
As long as we're at it.
Right. Or that's not the main, this is not the basis. The basis is not this. Tosa says it's this. The other people say, no, it's more Zechel Chorban, which we do. For other reasons too, we do things Zechel Chorban, Al Rosh Simcha. See, we don't get a reminder that it's not the ultimate simcha. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbanan Rav Amnuna Zute Bilula de Mar Brei de Ravina. So Rabbanan told Rav Amnuna Zute at the wedding of Mar, the son of Ravina, Lishalon Mar, come sing for us. So apparently, you know, again, getting into a very joyous mood, let's sing a song and let's sort of, you know, let's have a nice Fabrengen here. He says, so what did he sing? So he put a damper instead of breaking a glass, maybe he wasn't as wealthy. Oh, woe to us, we're going to die. What else, we're going to die. Okay, so so he basically put everyone back into a serious mode, thinking about, talking about death. After such a nice wake-up call and a reminder, what should we say? How do we sort of tap that? So what do we say in response to what you just told us about keeping things in perspective? Where's the Torah? Where's the mitzvah that's going to protect us? So the one thing we need to do, even though we know we're going to die, the one thing that keeps us going are the Torah mitzvahs, which gives us the schar to not be too worried about it. Rashi, Lishon Lonmar Shira, come sing us a song. So hi Torah v'hai mitzvah the magnalon. Hechana Torah osku. Where is the Torah that Shosakna, which we were involved in, Vechana mitzvah Shanu Mekaimin, and where are the mitzvahs that we fulfilled, Sheginu Aleinu Midina Shel Gehenim, that should, you know, protect us from the din of Gehenim. So it's a reminder we need to go and find more Torah, more mitzvahs, and that needs to be our focus.
So could you extrapolate from here to how you conduct yourself on Simchas Torah, for example?
Well, yes, I think it's a good parallel. I mean, the bottom line is we shouldn't overdo it. It's definitely, I mean, Purim, you can argue a little back and forth, but Simchas Torah, it's...
What do we think about when we say Gehenna? There's an Neshama here. Like, go and say you'll burn in hell, but the
Neshama
doesn't burn.
Yeah. So we just think of a place that we don't want to be. I mean, we can't really think too much of, you know, I mean, you know, when we grew up, they used to tell us about the fires of Gehenna. There are references to heat and things like that, but you're right. It's more of a place that where we're going to have punishment and we don't want to be there. And it's very painful.
I hear somebody say it's the shame.
Yeah, people say that, right. Rishonim do say that, so it's could be, yes. Rav Yochanan Mishum Rishim Baichoy. Rav Yochanan says, name of Rishim Baichoy, Osel Yodlum Shemali Schok Piv Beol Mazeh. Okay, famous statement that it's also for a person to fully rejoice in this world. You don't really just totally let loose in laughter in this world. Shenemar, Oz Yimole Schok Pino, Shneinu Rino. Only then, okay, in the world to come, but in the time of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's when we will, when our tongues will rejoice and our mouths will be full of happiness. Only then, but till that point, you got to temper it and it's got to be balanced. Amosai, when is that going to be? Bizman Shiyomru Shayimur Bagoyim Higal Shemlasa Semela. When the nations say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu became great in doing all these things, he became elevated in the world's eyes and performed all these miracles. Amr Lav al Rish Lakish, Meyamav Loi Molei Schoik Piv Bal Mazeh. Say about Rish Lakish, he did not ever fully involve himself in laughter in this world. Mechishamam Rabbi Yochanan Rabbe. When he heard this statement, he stopped listening to all the old Bill Cosby albums and he just waited, you know. He waited. He never really totally rejoiced. He kept things tempered once he heard this. Yeah. So let's do Rashi. Any Rashi here? No. No Rashis.
The main point is that basically we're waiting for Mashiach till we can sort of cut loose.
Correct. Correct. And then the Mefarshim say it's not so much that then you can cut loose. It's then the cutting loose will be truly a valid one. There's only then we'll be able to really understand what true rejoicing is about and do it in the right way. Now, unfortunately, we do it too much and we lose perspective. And, you know, then we'll have the right perspective. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Let's go right. No Rashi's here. Tana Rabbanan. We learned the Braisa. it's best not to go into davening from a din Torah. Okay, well, you're making you're a dai and you're judging things. Lo mitoch dvar halacha, nor from a complicated halachic matter. El mitoch halacha psuka. But the best thing is clear cut halacha. It's clear, it's concise, and it leaves you with a sense of clarity. You know what's going on. If it gets overly confusing, then you're still thinking about the learning while you're davening, and that's not a good thing.
They're talking about the dayanim or the people who are coming before the dayanim.
I don't think it really matters. I think either way, din is an exhausting, you know, process, and that, you know, it doesn't necessarily leave people excited and you know, able to be focused on the davening. Give me an example of halacha psuka. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, why dafka the? I think the Mefarshim talk about why dafka these halachas. These seem to be sort of random halachas. You know, halacha psuka is halacha psuka. There are thousands of halacha psukas, but for some reason we give these examples. Amar Abaye ki other v'zera, the Amar v'zera. One example is that which Reb Zera said, because Reb Zera said, "B'nois Yisrael lechmur al atzman, shafila rose tipas dam kechardol, yishavas halashiv nekiyim." One example is that which Reb Zera says, that the Jewish women who wanted to be super machmin, the laws of Nida, they took on upon themselves this chumrah, that if they see, dam, the size of a shear that makes you tameh, then they make themselves like a zava in addition to a Nida. And in order to become Torah, it's not enough that you just make a hefsik, but you have to make a hefsik with Zayin Akim. Okay, which is really where we're at nowadays, right? Because after 5 days, the women make a hefsik, and then you have to wait 7 more clean days. That's not the Daraistic law. The Daraistic is 7 days, just you're done. And if as long as you check and you're no longer tameh, you don't have to have Zayin Akim. Zayin Akim is special for the status of a zava, which is the 11 days after the 7 days. But women were so super machmir, and that's why we're frowning, but they're... There, that's what they did. Okay, halacha. Look at Rashi. Halacha psuka. Sheina tzricha iyun. You don't need a lot of depth for it. He says shaloye mahara bobit fasa. We don't want you thinking about many people have said they thought of a nice chiddush in davening. Milshman esrei this and that. I had all these strategies. That's not the time to develop those strategies. It's nice that the person is so involved in learning, but it's not nice. It's not the time. Not the time.
I know we're not passing here, but Milchim minions that are literally 10 minutes at the office in the middle of the day, how would that necessarily fit in?
Well, if somebody wants to say a quick halacha right before davening, that would be a good thing to do. We have all of our deals in the middle of this phone call, and from Taiwan, and I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. What's going to happen? And so you try to get your mind in a mindset to be focused. Maybe if in these minyanim, somebody would agree to step up and say a 60-second halacha, probably would be a very good idea. So look at Rashi. Yosheves Allah Zaynikim Levad Mi Also Yom Sheposekes. Besides that day that she stopped seeing, they added 7 more days. The Torah only requires Zainakim only for a woman whose status is a Zava. Shemar Vimtara Mizaiva, Vein Zaiva Ella Harosho Shiyam Ritzufin. This Zava status only comes when you see 3 consecutive days. Betochir Alaf Yom, Shebein Nida L'Nida. The Nida time frame is basically every 18 days. Okay, it's 7, 11, and then it starts again. So within those 11 days is when you are really midaraisa, status of a zava, to require the whole Zainikian process. So, but we do that every time. And why? Because the women took it upon themselves to be machmir. Okay, let's write there. That was one halacha psuka. Rav Amar ki ad Rav Osha, dam Rav Osha, ma'arim adam al tuvaso. A person could make a little shtick regarding his tfuah and sort of outsmart the halacha if he wants to, do a little trickery. Okay, umachnisa b'mayt shalah, you can bring it in with its chaff, with its surrounding stuff there. K'deshtei behemtoi ocheles, in order for his animal to be allowed to eat, u'petur min ha-maisa. That would exempt it from maisa. Because only when you complete the the processing of the grain by piling it up nicely and smoothing it out, that's when the official meiser kicks in. If you want to sort of outsmart the system and feed your animals without having to take meiser, you bring it in before that happens, and you sort of you save some cash. That's another halacha psuka. Okay, Rashi. Umachnisa b'bayis b'maitshala. Kodem sheyizra oso. Before you winnow it out, she'em ischai b'maisim and atari el b'riyas p'nei abayis. Because in order me to rice for grain to be chayv and meiser, the tenth, is only with when it sees the house. Umishenimrach b'kri. It's already been smoothed out in the piles of grain. Avlofnei miruach. But before the smoothing out, ein riyas p'nei abayis kavoso. It does not establish it. The seeing of the house and bringing it into the house does not allow the maisa to kick in midaraisa without the first miruach, the smoothening. The gavichuma maisa ksiv dogon rachis ksiv dogon rachis degoncha vuhu hamiruach. The grain is officially called grain only when the miruach process is kicked in. The fikach, therefore, kshmachnisa labayis kaidem miruach. If you bring it into the house before you smooth it out, loy hook for the meiser, but not tayr. Me the rice, it is not established yet. Rabbanu hu de osra achilas keva bedavu shal nigma mlachte. Rabbinically, we said none of this little hanky panky stuff. You can't eat by playing this game, so you can't. You won't be able to eat it as a eating kavua. No, you can eat it as a little snack, but you can't eat achilas kavua if you do it this way. Avol achilas haroy loy osru, but they did not prohibit a temporary, quick snack type eating. And feeding your animals is viewed by the Chazal, by the Rabbanon, as a temporary, casual type of eating. The Tanan, Mesechtas Peah, Michael Beima Chai V'Yof, Achi Yimrach, you'll have to feed your animals until the smoothing out process. Hilkach, therefore, your animal would be allowed to eat if you did this shtick and brought it into the house. Upatura, and you'll be putter for Meiser. Avul Iu Asa Bachilas Keva, but you, the man himself, would not be allowed to have an achilas keva in this situation. So bringing it into the house before the fact would help you lagabe your animal, okay, but would not help you lagabe yourself. Okay, that's two down, another one to go. Ibas Ema, if you like, I'll give you a different halacha psuka, about at the middle of the page. Ki adar av huna, adar av huna, amar av zi'ira, hamek is dam bebehema. Also, again, these are like, interestingly, you know, out there, random different halachas. The person lets blood of an animal that's kachim. Okay, so for whatever reason, you took your animal to a bloodletter and you let blood out of an animal that's kachim. Asabanoa, you cannot derive benefit from that blood. Umayilamboy, and there is mi'ila in that case. The aveira of deriving benefit from hegdish does kick in to the blood, even though it wouldn't kick into the blood of Zrika. This is not the blood that you would sprinkle. This is the blood that you let out of a regular animal. Okay, stop, period. So let's just finish it. Rabbanan Avdei B'Kemasison, the rabbis did like Amisha says, and they would focus on the COVID Rosh, and not from the Halacha Psuka. Rav Ashi Avid Kebraisa. But Rav Ashi did like the Braisa, and he also added the halacha psuk in his conduct of the way he would daven. Okay, let's do the Rashi. Even though we have a rule that we'll Bez Hashem learn in Kachim about 12, 13 years from now. What? Yeah, Bez Hashem. So listen, this is the best remedy, the best formula. So, even though we have a rule, you can't do mila by damim. We learned out actually it's a mesechtas yuma from sukim, a lot of kachim and yuma. Okay, and also in zvachim, I think it is, or maybe it's chulin. That's only true when it's shechted in the azara. Okay, where you can employ the pasuk that says, I gave it to you for a kapara. We darsh it from that pasuk, that dam which is ready to be thrown on the altar is not susceptible to the laws of mila because of this special pasuk that is given for kapara, not for mila. But when dam that's let out from an animal in its regular state, myelin. That mila does kick in. Claimer imnenim. If what does that mean, myelin? If you derive benefit, maybe carbon mila. You have to bring a carb mila. Vana chavayin halachas pesukis shenalim kushis for tirutzim. And these are Rashi sort of giving us a summation. These are very clear cut halachas. There are no questions. There are no answers. Shetzoch laharben. That you have to think too much about it. It doesn't get your mind all wandering in different directions. It's clear cut, and therefore that's why these were mentioned here. Okay, there are obviously thousands of others, but this was
polar opposite of a taker.
Okay, he says, right, so if we take a look at Rabbon Avda Kamasis and take a look at Tosfos, V'kavisayu Kaimelon, we paskin like them, like Rabbon Ulchein Amos Baal Mitoch Kalis Rosh Uschok, we should not go into davening from, you know, some lightheaded kind of situation. Let me talk COVID Rosh, V'simcha Shem Mitzvah. Okay? But from a serious mindset and from the joy of a mitzvah, okay, Kegoin, Shazak B'divrei Torah, okay, like going to a shir, Chaynogu Loima, Psuget Azimra, V'ashrei, Kodam Tefillin. That's why we say Psuget Azimra and Ashrei, because they're words of Tanakh, they're words of Torah. So Psuget Azimra certainly represents a good way of.
Psuget Azimra is really doing
Yeah, well, it's definitely not derisive, sure, right.
But it's for this purpose to sort of give you some time to put yourself in the right mindset for the derisive.
Correct. Correct. Okay, I mean tefillah, I mean, Shema is the only derisive. Even tefillah, we said, is, sort of, the only derisive that to pray is derisive. But our form is Rabbanan. Okay, Tanabana, let's keep going. Back to the two dots. Tanabana, Einoim din l'spal, l'mitoch atzvos, l'mitoch atzvos. You can't be sad, you can't be lazy. L'mitoch schoik, you can't be overly frivolous. L'mitoch sicha, you can't be schmoozing about the sports and the stock market. L'mitoch kalas reish, you can't be joking around. L'mitoch dvar metalim, you can't be playing around with stupidities and your iPhones there with all those games. L'mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. It's got to be from the joy of a mitzvah, so to when you say goodbye to your friend and he's going back to Eretz Yisrael and you give him a hug and you take him to the airport, when you say goodbye, you shouldn't stop be schmoozing about again idle things. Not too much joking. Same idea. But if you when you say goodbye from your friend, you should say dvar halacha shekem etzino b'neviim rishonim, which is this is what we found amongst the earlier neviim shesaimu divrei shalach v'tanchumim, because when they ended their admonition to Klai Yisrael and their rebuke to Klai Yisrael, they ended it with praise and with comforting words. So here too, when you end, there should be a spiritual connotation there. V'chein tana mari bar braid of Huna braid of Yimia bar Abba, and so too mari, the son of the grandson of Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehuda Rabbi, said the simile, Al yipoter odom mechavero, el mitoch dvar locha, shemitoch kach zachreyu. When you leave your friend, you should do it through a dvar locha, because that's how your friend will remember you. Okay, and that's what they say, right? With Yosef in the perfect parsha thing with the Egla Rufa, with the wagon. So, same idea. Oh, that reminds me of the conversation we had 22 years ago. Kyodr of Kana, Alve Rav Shimi Barashi, Mipumnor ad Beit Tzinisa de Bavel. Rav Kana escorted Rav Shimi Barashi from Pumnora to Beit Tzinisa of Bavel. Kimotel also, when they reached there, and it was ready time to say goodbye, Amalei Mar Vadai Damar Inshi, Amalei Mar, okay, and he told him, Master, Vadi Darminshi, is it true that what people say, Hani Tanisa de Bavel, these palm trees of Bavel, Istum Adam Rishon Varashta, have been around from Adam Rishon's time until today? So is that true? So he asked him a question. Amalei, and he answered him, Adkarta Milsa Rabbi Yosef Bachanina. You remind me something of Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, and this is the Divrei Torah. Damar Rabbi Yosef Bachanina, Mai Diksiv Be'eretz Shalai Ubad Bo Ish, Lo Yeshiv Adam Shom. Okay, a land, this is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, okay, a land that nobody worked and no person dwelt there. Well, if nobody ever worked there, how could anybody have dwelt there? Obviously, if nobody ever even got near there, clearly no one was there. But rather, the message is, in the beginning of time, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created earth, made the earth, Adam Rishon went around and he just designated which place are going to be for inhabitants, which places are not. Okay, so it wasn't so much that this palm tree existed, but the point is this palm tree was designated by Adam as a place. This area was a place where palm trees can grow. So he just sort of gave him the final, you know, focus of the way it was. It wasn't that necessarily was there, but it was ready to be planted and ready to grow. Ramonachai Alve Lushimi Barashim Agrunya Vat Bekipi. Okay, Rav Mordechai escorted Rav Shimon Barashi from Agunya to Bekipi Yomle Ad Beidura. And other people say it was Ad Beidura. And the Mepharshim say here, you see that that they didn't say anything. So it doesn't mean they learned from here that if it's appropriate and it fits in and you can say some Divrei Torah, Kol Kavod, but you don't have to force the issue. If it's not, if it doesn't sort of come up as being something that sort of fits the situation, if you don't say anything, you just say goodbye, and you hug and you say goodbye, it's also fine. Okay, maybe we'll just do a couple of Rashis here. Kamasnisan, we did that. Kebraisa, mitochalacha psuka, right? So Sicha, Letzonis. It shouldn't be too much joking around. We talk Kal Srosh, Chiluf Shal Kavod Rosh, which is the exact opposite of a serious mind, very flippant, very lightheaded. We talk Zachlus Levi Otek, I guess this is what you is normally clear what you should have. I guess it's the opposite of Kavod Rosh is Kal Srosh, and it should be, you know, clearly focused. Thought El Mitoch Simcha, rather should be from joy. Going Divrei Tanchum and Shal Torah, words of comfort of Torah. Going Samoch Smoch Lugulas Mitzrayim, O Smoch Latila David. Something that you can connect to the redemption of Mitzrayim or the praise Tila David. Ashrei Shushal Shavach V'Tanchum. This is praise and comforting words. Going Ritzon Yerav Yaseh Shem Hashem Es Kol Ayavav. Going Mikros Hasidurus Betfilas Arvis. Like we have also in my Ma'ariv, Kiloita Hashem is Amoy Kiotzben, right? When we say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen, all those psukim are very nice psukim that talk about our relationship with Klai Yisrael. These are uplifting, positive things. Alvei Levi Bederach, he escorted him on the road. Tanisa Dekolim, palm trees. Okay, so he says, Atchartza Milsa. Okay, you reminded me of something. Zesh Oimrim Mimois Adam Rishon Haim. The reason why they say it was from the days of Adam Rishon, Shahu Gazar Aloisa Mokam Lishav the Kolm, because he decreed on that place that this is where palm trees should be. Okay, so Tarabonon, back to the Gemara, two dots. Tarabonon, we learned in the Braisa. I'm a spiral talk, Shechav the Sibal Shemayim. Okay, when a person davens, he needs to focus his heart, okay, to the heavens. It's obviously the same line of thought that we've been saying all along. Abishol Aimer similar davar tochel ibam takshev vaznecha. Okay, and the similar davar is a pasuk in Tehillim. Okay, to prepare your heart and have your ears listen. Okay, so you know, be focused. Tanya, we learn the brayso. I'm reviewed the kachay minagol Rabbi Akiva. This was the minig of Rabbi Akiva. Kshayim mispala lematzibur when he would pray with the tzibur hayim makatzer vioila. Okay, this makes all the balabatim happy when the rav davens quickly and not to have a terech zibura, then baruch Hashem. So that's what Rekiva would do. He wouldn't make everyone wait for him. When he would daven by himself, you'd leave Rabbi Kiva in one corner, you'd find him in the other corner. Why would he move so much? Because of all of the prostrations and the bending downs, he would move to different places, and that's why he literally would be in the other corner. Rashi, im tochel ibam os takshav vaznecha. That's when your ears will hear. You'll be able to, you know, hear davening properly when you prepare your heart. That's how your ears should be listening to your davening. Okay, that's all weiter. Okay, Amar of Chia, back to the Gemara, two lines before the wide lines. Amar of Chia, Barabbal El Mispal Adam Babai Sheyesh by Chaloinois. Person should always daven in a place where there are windows. Shemar V'chavein P'sichon Lei. Okay, and the focus, the Pasuk, I believe in Daniel, yeah, that Daniel stood by, he opened his windows. They gave him a special place to daven, the second floor. He opened the windows. Yochispal Odom Kol Yoim Kuloi. And maybe if from you should daven all day, right? Isn't that a wonderful thing? If I'm a furish, I did Daniel Zimnat Lasa. It says in that Pasuk three times, so you see from there that no, it might be very nice theoretically, but no. There are three times we should daven, Shachris Ben Chamayev, the rest of the time. Should be other things, learning Torah.
From a window, that could add to the
distraction. Well, you don't want to do that, correct.
I mean, but anyway.